In your lifetime, you'll spend 1,286 hours drying your hair, 3,620 hours in queues, and 9,800 hours stuck in traffic. All we're asking you for is one. We need volunteers to donate an hour of their time to help collect money for the Great Daffodil Appeal. The money you raise will help Marie Curie Cancer Care nurse terminally ill people in their final hours. Simply visit the Marie Curie website to sign up. The hour you donate could help someone in their final hours.
Now, when you actually have such fantastic delights as Casualty and indeed the Bill, of course, Drop the Dead Donkey to your credits, clearly the augurs are that eventually you will be brought into the pantheon of Agatha Christie great actors and truly wonderful folk. When you actually take it a couple of stages further and you actually go on a tour which encompasses a whole range of things from Edinburgh, Chesterfield, through indeed to our very own Darlington in the northeast of England, as well as Cambridge, Guildford, Leicester, Blackpool and Swindon, you might be saying, who can this wonderful person be, this fantastic soul? It is, of course, the legendary soul that is Robert Duncan. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
I'm fine. I think I'm the only part of that conversation I haven't recognised.
Oh, come now.
Nice to talk to you.
It's a delight to get you. And man, compliments on your website. It's nice to see that robertduncan.org.uk provides a whole heap of other goodies and useful information from that point of view. It's something.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, it's something that since I sort of left the old Lambda scenarios and did various other things, that the notion of actually having a virtual life and having that web presence becomes more and more part of 21st century acting, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, it does a bit. A lot of people actually get all the information from, you know, from about, you know, from the entertainment business, and they say you've got to be, you know, sort of, you've got to have these kind of things done because it helps with casting. And
Robert, there was a time where I could go up to the Spotlight casting directory in Leicester Square and then round the corner and sort of thing through, have a chat with Paul Sinclair, various other folk, etc.
Yeah.
Now these days it's all virtual. It's like a whole new world, but never mind.
We will
progress to that. Listen, you have got a cracking co-presentorial cast. I mean, it's almost like a male fantasy cast. You've got not only Lisette Anthony, Lisa Goddard and Sophie Ward. It's amazing. It's like Bill Kenwright has outdone himself, I would have thought.
It is a wonderful cast and a lovely company. You know, that doesn't always necessarily happen the same way. But it is a smashing company.
Which is great. Of course, let's not forget Gary and Ben, of course, who do some fine things as well in the whole system. There's a thing about Agatha Christie that, I mean, who would have thought? I mean, obviously The Mousetrap has its phenomenal success rate and so on. But here we are, as I mentioned, in the early part of the 21st century, second decade of the 21st century, and they are still phenomenally popular plays. Is that just because she's a cracking storyteller, narrative? Because, I mean, they weren't really written for the stage in the main.
No, I, you know, I have to be honest with you. I think this is the fourth or fifth I've done for the Agatha Christie Company, and I'm always staggered by the continued good houses that we get in the light of, you know, pretty depressing economic times. I know there's been a resurgence in the theatre in the West End. I know that's happened, but to be quite frank with you, I've done other shows on the road, good shows, worthy shows, but they've never had the draw that Agatha seems to engender. It is
quite extraordinary, this fascination we have with the macabre and the kind of the death scenario, but without necessarily having Grand Guignol. I can't see Agatha Christie going quite down a Grand Guignol route, certainly not in Darlington, at least.
No. I mean, the thing is, people love to solve the crimes. And even when the crime is committed on stage, which I did the verdict, and the murder happens on stage, people still were discussing in the interval, apparently, the fact that that was just a ruse and there was somebody else implicated. They think, you know, it is extraordinary, the audiences that we have who love and are closely affiliated to Agatha Christie, and all the spell weaving and
precisely.
The red herring.
I remember a wee while ago, probably two or three decades back, when a company that I shall refer to in a jocular sense as Napalm Productions used to do a whole heap of various other bits and pieces from that point of view, and I'm sure Daphne Palmer would be sort of saying, yeah, let's go with that. John Newman, of course, putting the package together.
Newman, yes, I remember.
Exactly. One or two of the actors who have to remain nameless did refer refer to it as Napalm Productions as far as it were live in but we won't go there. It's just a different line entirely. We mentioned, obviously, Darlington, 25th of February to Saturday, the 2nd of March, that you're actually there. Of course, you're in Edinburgh, Chesterfield, Cambridge, Guildford, Leicester, Blackpool, Swindon. This is one heck of a tour.
Yes, it's a long one. They normally mount them a year-long tours.
Yeah.
Some of us will bail out, I think, after about 5 or 6 months. I think Shrewsbury is the last one before kind of the summer break, and then they're back on the road again.
Well, there's something magical, I suppose, to be actually saying, you know, after Shrewsbury, it's time to have holidays! or is it Shrewsbury? I don't know. It could create all sorts of problems. Is it Shrewsbury? Is it Shrewsbury? I've had lots of Shropshire debates about that one over the years. But still.
It's a wonderful theatre. It's a new theatre, but it's a lovely theatre down there. And they've had a pretty bad time of it, as weather-wise, so hopefully this will cheer them up.
Indeed. Of course, the great thing is, actually, and this is where it's hats off to Bill Kenwright, not only for his Everton affiliations and so on, but it's great to see that, actually, theatres are still alive. I mean, we heard for a long time people saying, oh, you know, they're dying, it's not going to happen, you know, there's no routine. I mean, obviously, this company is slightly different because you've got six actually seasoned pros who are sort of really key folk there. Lisette Anthony probably forgets all, but she actually worked with me a wee while ago back in the old Dulwich broom cupboards, but you can probably, she'll forget about it. She went off to Woody Allen, did all sorts of things after that, and indeed most recently did Strippers versus Werewolves, and we worked with the director on that, but that's a different line entirely. In fact, I was just thinking, Robert, for a moment there. Be interesting if you combine that audience of Agatha Christie and Strippers versus Werewolves. It'd be a whole new feel.
Well, that still would be fun.
Yeah, just go in a drop of dead donkey sense. But the point really being, it's good to see that actually live theatre is still actually thriving within Britain, because it is an essential part for young actors, well, actors in general, just to actually hone their skills, keep skills practicing.
May I interrupt them, and particularly at the Darlington Theatre.
Thank you.
I've been there many times. They have a wonderful, you know, friends group there who welcome us. They're unsurpassed in that department. Mm. And I know they've had tricky times.
Yeah.
And I'm part of the group, you know, to keep that theatre. Because, you know, it is a number one touring venue.
Yeah.
And I do hope the people, the great folk of Darlington, support that theatre, because it's a smashing place and the people behind it are very, very worthy indeed.
Well, I do know that our very own Jericho Keys, host of There You Go, actually was sent off to Darlington to do interviews with Linda Lasardi and various other folk over the Christmas pantomime season. And he came back sort of enthused about the whole thing. So we endorse that, and I think you're absolutely right. It is a lovely theatre. It's a cliche to use the phrase jewel in the crown, but actually, in terms of the North East in particular, we've got Newcastle, we've got Leeds, we've got various other, but Darlington actually is something that's quite special in that Civic Theatre and the way it's actually put together. And rightly, I can feel Heather from the publicity department sort of saying, yes, plug the whole thing. Yeah. Marvellous stuff there. So great stuff there. It's been absolutely splendid just shooting the breeze, so to speak, Robert, about this. Notice the way I haven't asked you about the plot line at all, really, because I thought, is it one of those...
That's very, very clever.
Yeah.
You saved me an awful lot of more sleepless nights. Why did I say that?
Yeah, exactly. No, we've kind of circumvented that whole process of saying, well, it's a thriller, it's by Agatha Christie. It's called Go Back for Murder. So, you know, it's...
And the clue's in the title. We revisit the past.
You could be getting us onto a J.B. Priestley sort of time and the Henderson sort of way.
Well, it could be, but we revisit the past in the series. It's, you know, I mean, there's an interval. There's the usual exposition with all Agatha Christie's, the laying out of the bare facts of the story. And then it all comes together in the second half, which is as different from the first half as anything could be, really.
Absolutely. And from the point of view of semiotics, and I lay odds that you probably haven't done many radio interviews where the interviewer has actually said, what about semiotics, the sort of signifiers and signs thing? On the actual poster itself, is there any reason as to why, in terms of the bars or the lines we've actually got, the Lisa Goddard seems to be actually perched on top of Lisette Anthony, or is it just a case of, quick, we've forgotten Lisa, oh, stick her in the middle? Just a thought.
Could be billing that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. I know.
You of all people should know.
Absolutely. Listen, Robert, it's been an absolute delight just sharing some thoughts with you. Of course, I can also sense our sister station in Lincoln, Surrey, 107.3 FM, saying, what about the Lincoln Theatre Royal? We should have him at the Lincoln Theatre Royal, you know?
No, the thing, again that's, well, that's been bought recently, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely, yes. It's,
it's a wonderful theatre.
Listen, two final questions.
Bad theatres.
Precisely.
Well put together. Place of work.
Yes, exactly. Two final questions. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the Midweek Drive this morning, and obviously looking ahead to your time in Darlington between the 25th of February and Saturday the 2nd of March?
Yes.
Has it been okay for you, Robert? Yes. So it's kind of
standard. Yeah, it's been absolutely fine.
Okay, that's the next critical question is, can we look forward to connecting with you again in the not too distant future and keeping us appraised of possibly how the tour is going and all the other sort of factors, etc., in the life and times of Robert Duncan, a legendary actor and all sorts of other work.
Oh, God. A leg end in my own. I will be delighted, my dear fellow. I will be delighted.
Robert, a genuine delight. Take care and all the very best for now.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.